Okay, I'd like to call to order the June 6, 2018 meeting of the Santa Barbara County Air Pollution Control District Hearing Board. Will the clerk please call the roll call?
Mr. Peters?
Here.
Mr. Saperstein? Dr. Lagatuda?
Here.
Mr. Dressler?
Here.
And Mr. Cox?
Here.
Okay, we do have quorum.
All right, the first item of business is the approval of minutes of the February 7th, 2018 meeting. Is there any discussion from the minutes?
I'll move to February 7th minutes.
Okay.
Second.
First and second. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Discussion opposed? Okay. Next item is request for continuance or addition of ex-agenda items. Do we have any requests for continuance or addition of ex-agenda items?
No, we do not.
Okay. Thank you.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
We'd still like to take it in order, but there will be a request, a procedural request on the items 3 and 4 when we get there. But we request that we can order.
Okay. Next item is announcements and staff reports. Are there any announcements or reports from the staff?
No announcements at this time.
Okay, thank you. Next item is public comment. Now is the time for members of the public to speak on items that are not on the agenda. Are there any requests to speak on items not on the agenda? Okay. Next item is public hearings. There are 4 cases today. Will the clerk please read the first case into the record?
The first case is number 2018-05-R. This is a hearing to consider an application by ExxonMobil Production Company submitted on May 3rd, 2018 for a regular variance from District Rule 206, Conditions 9C17, 9C18, 9C36, 9C40, and 9C41 of Part 70 Permit to Operate 5651. The petitioner operates the equipment described in this petition at the Los Flores Canyon Oil and Gas Processing Plant, approximately 25 miles northwest of Santa Barbara, California.
Witnesses for this case, we'd like to now have you sworn in. After taking the oath, you'll be asked to come forward, state your name and affiliation to the case. If you'll be testifying today, please stand and raise your right hand. Okay. All right. Do you solemnly swear or affirm under penalty or perjury in accordance with the laws of California that your testimony in these proceedings will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
And I'd like for each of you to please come forward, state your name.
Dan Stewart, ExxonMobil.
Richard Sarai, representing ExxonMobil.
Derek Kett, APCD.
Joel Cordes, APCD.
Okay. Thank you. This time I'll ask the petitioner to make their case. And again, please state your name for the record.
Is that mic on? Because I have a problem hearing him.
It's hit the public there.
This is podium. What's this one? Give it a test.
Test.
Try it again.
Test.
Yeah.
Okay.
So now we know how they control those big meetings. Yes. The mic. All right. Beautiful.
Good morning. My name is Dan Stewart, and I'm representing ExxonMobil at today's hearing. As you're aware, in May 2015, the Plains All American Pipeline, Line 901, failed and has caused an extended suspension of operations at ExxonMobil's San Ynez unit facilities. Although SYU has been shut in from receiving petroleum products since June 2015, ExxonMobil has preserved the facility until a compliant means of transporting oil is available. The petition before you today requests relief from conditions related to the temporary preservation of the odor monitoring station, which is operated by the district using funds provided by ExxonMobil. For the duration that the preservation period remains in effect, ExxonMobil does not anticipate any activities that could result in a violation of an odor-related rule, and as such, the operation of this station is not warranted until potentially odor-generating activities recommence concurrent with facility recommissioning. For your information, we'd like to remind the board of the state of the preservation status of Los Flores Canyon facility as approved by the board during past hearings. Process vessels throughout the facility have been purged with nitrogen, and remain with a nitrogen blanket at pressures significantly below normal operating pressures. The thermal oxidizer for the facility has been extinguished. The oil storage tanks have been drained of oil to the extent possible via the main outlet valve and purged with nitrogen. The tanks are maintained under a positive pressure nitrogen blanket, and tank breathing is released through the pressure control system into the atmosphere. Rerun tanks were drained of oil and water via the main outlet valve and were purged with nitrogen. The tanks maintain a positive pressure nitrogen blanket, and should breathing occur, the vapors would be directed to the atmosphere at the unlit flare. The oil treatment plant oily sludge thickener, the oil treatment plant backwash sump, which is ABH-1442, and the oil treatment plant backwash collection tank were treated with biocide to prevent corrosion, degassed with nitrogen, and similar to the rerun tanks, were placed in a static condition tied to the nitrogen blanket system. The anaerobic filters, or AFs, were treated with biocide, degassed using nitrogen, and then maintained with a slight nitrogen sweep, which enters the vapor recovery line and is emitted to the atmosphere at the unlit flare. The produced water treatment plant aeration basins contain water and are utilized as necessary to allow offshore discharge of ancillary water, for example, rain, washdown, and pipeline preservation seawater. The equalization tank continues to be used to store any ancillary water from sources such as rain, washdown, and pipeline preservation. The emission controls equipment for this tank remains in place. Maintenance activities will remain at the current level until recommissioning activities commence. Importantly, there have been no odor complaints reported since the plant preservation, which was completed approximately a year and a half ago. Activities at the plant will continue at the current scope until recommissioning. For this reason, ExxonMobil is requesting approval to preserve the odor monitoring station until potential odor-generating activities resume. ExxonMobil would propose that the odor monitoring station be operational before initial operation of the thermal oxidizer, which will be required upon introduction of natural gas into the facility. We believe there is good reason to approve this petition and hope you will do so. Are there any questions?
So you're aware of the findings that we have to make in order to approve this petition. Have you gone through and delineated those findings so that you can communicate them to us to help us make those findings?
So the petition that was put together to cover those specific findings was prepared.
I can speak to that. They do have the findings listed in the petition that they submitted, and then they are spelled out in items 5 through 10 for you to discuss with the petitioner.
Okay, I just wanted to give them an opportunity to testify to those findings if they so wish.
Sure. And in the next item, the board is to read through each of the six and then have the petitioner address each one of those six findings.
Okay.
Question. So, does anybody know the status? Are they rebuilding the pipes, or what's going on? Does anybody know yet?
As with previous hearings, I know as much as you. So, no. At this time, the petitioner might have some knowledge of that, but I don't know.
Do you know?
So the pipeline is not the pipeline they're referring to is pipeline 901. So that's not ExxonMobil's line. But my understanding is that the Plains All American has submitted an application to Santa Barbara County Planning and Development. And they're currently, that application, I believe, has been deemed complete, and that's the current status of that project.
Okay, it's a start.
Okay. All right, thank you. So I'm going to go over to staff.
Staff supports the petition as submitted. There are a few changes to the draft variants that I just wanted to point out. Obviously, at the beginning, this is Dan Stewart removing Patrice Vermeyer from the first paragraph there. And then there is a line item in number 4 where the preservation plans for the facility are actually complete and not in progress, as the draft variant stated. And then there's actually a item under the therefore conditions that talks about them notifying and us the variants ending at the initial operation of the thermal oxidizer as opposed to when the facility resumes processing platform gas. So it's actually more restrictive, because that's once natural gas is introduced to the facility, that's when the variance will end, and then we would need to be notified 60 days before that. And the district continues to do quarterly inspections of the facility. I was there 2 weeks ago, and there's nothing going on. I've got no leaks, no issues anywhere. So.
Okay, and then I also forgot, can you state your name again, too?
Mike McKay with the ABCD.
Okay. And so let me ask a question maybe here for everyone on the board and maybe for the staff too, as this is kind of a new format that we're doing here. I know the answers to the six findings were in the submission. Do we need to hear those during the
I believe that each of the six need to be verbally discussed and requested from you, the petitioner. And with them amongst yourselves.
Well, I know we have to discuss them. What I'm saying is since we received the documentation, do we need to ask the petitioner and then hear a response, or is having received it and then us going through our decision process acceptable? I don't know, and I'm looking for everyone up here what you would prefer to do.
What are we supposed to do? What's the correct answer?
I think to verbalize each of the findings and get concurrence from the applicant.
So the chairman, we would just do it. We'll confirm and we can vote, right? I think that makes sense.
Okay. All right, so then let me ask, are there any other questions or comments before I go through the findings?
Public comment,
yes. Is there any public comment? Okay. Well, then let me go through the findings here. And I guess I'm looking for your response from this. So are you going to be in violation of Health and Safety Code 41701 or any district rules or regulations?
No. Oh. I'm sorry. You would be in violation.
Yes,
sorry.
Yes is the correct answer.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes is a good answer for all of us. Okay. Are due to conditions beyond a reasonable control of you, will compliance result in either unreasonable taking of your property or closing of your business?
Yes.
Do we have to agree, or he can just?
I think then we go down the list, and then we each agree on each item up here. Okay.
At the end.
At the end.
Okay.
Okay. Because right now we're getting the information from the petitioner.
Okay.
Do you foresee any additional benefit to the community if we required you to reduce air contaminants even further? This isn't really in the script like this, so.
Right here.
Okay, would closing or taking without a corresponding benefit in you reducing air contaminants? That's not the same either. I'm sorry. Help me out here, Sarah, or someone.
Sorry about that.
Okay. Because these are all how we would ask these to ourselves up here on the board. Is there a corresponding benefit in reducing contaminants if we required you to close in relation to this?
Yes.
Yep. This would be no.
No.
Yeah, for us up here, what we have to answer is closing or taking will be without a corresponding benefit. Go ahead.
I think I can agree that the closing would not provide a benefit to air quality.
Additional
because
benefits.
There's no air pollutants of any note coming from this facility in its current configuration, and therefore causing the removing permit from the facility and causing it to shut down entirely would not have any benefit to air quality. So I can make that finding.
Okay. Can the rest of the board make that finding?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so next one. Have you given consideration to curtailing operations in lieu of obtaining a variance?
We have. We wouldn't be able to curtail further than where we currently are. No, we wouldn't.
Okay. During the period the variance is in effect, have excessive emissions will be reduced to the maximum amount feasible?
Yes.
And during the period of variance is in effect, will you have excess emissions can be quantified and or monitored if any are applied?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So then let me look to the board up here. Considering what we've received in our, or any discussions, let me ask that first. Okay. So considering what we received in the petitioner's package and from what we've heard today, have we found that the petitioner is currently or will be in violation of Health and Safety Code 41701 or any district rules or regulations?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Have we found that due to conditions beyond reasonable control of the petitioner, compliance would result in either an unreasonable taking of property or closing of a lawful business?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Have we found that closing or taking would be without a corresponding benefit in reducing air contaminants?
Yes.
Yes.
Have we found that the petitioner has given consideration to curtailing operations in lieu of obtaining a variance?
Yes.
Have we found that during the period the variance is in effect, excess emissions will be reduced to the maximum extent feasible?
Yes.
Okay. Have we found that during the period the variance is in effect, excess emissions can be quantified and or monitored?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. So with that said, I would say that the six findings have been made. So may I please get a motion?
So moved.
Okay.
Second.
Okay. The motion passes. Thank you. Thank you. Okay.
Do we have to comment on a nuisance or no?
No.
No.
No. Okay. Okay, moving on to case number two. Will the clerk please read the item into the record?
The second case is number 2018-06-R. This is a hearing to consider an application by ExxonMobil Production Company submitted on May 3rd, 2018 for a regular variance from District Rule 206, conditions 9C13, 9C14, 9C16, and 9C35 of Part 70 permit to operate 8092. The petitioner operates the equipment described in this petition at the Popco Gas Processing Plant, approximately 25 miles northwest of Santa Barbara, California.
And ask the witness for this case shall now be sworn in. Okay. After the taking of oath, you'll be asked to come forward and state your name and affiliation of case if you'll be testifying today. Please stand, raise your right hand. Okay. Do you solemnly swear or affirm under penalty of perjury in accordance with the laws of California that your testimony in this proceeding will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay. I'd like you to each come forward and state your name. Thank you.
Dan Stewart, ExxonMobil.
Patrice Sermai, representing ExxonMobil.
Joel Cordes, APCD.
Eric Kent, APCD.
Thank you. Okay, at this time, I'll ask the petitioner to make their case. Again, please state your name for the record.
Good morning. My name is Dan Stewart, and I'm representing ExxonMobil at today's hearing. As you're aware, in May 2015, the Plains All-American Pipeline, Line 901, failed and has caused an extensive suspension of operations at ExxonMobil Santa Ynez unit facilities. Although SYU has been shut in from receiving petroleum products since June 2015, ExxonMobil has preserved the facility until a compliant means of transporting oil is available. The petition before you today requests relief from conditions related to the temporary preservation of the odor monitoring station, which is operated by the district using funds provided by ExxonMobil. For the duration of the preservation period remains in effect, ExxonMobil does not anticipate any activities that could result in a violation of an odor-related rule, and as such, the operation of the station is not warranted until potentially odor-generating activities recommence concurrent with facility commissioning. For your information, we'd like to remind the board of the preservation status of the POPCO facility as approved by the board during past hearings. Process vessels throughout the facility have been purged nitrogen and remain in the nitrogen blanket at high pressures significantly below normal operating pressures. The thermal oxidizer for the facility has been extinguished. Maintenance activities will remain at the current level until recommissioning activities commence. Tank T-601 continues to be used to store any ancillary water from sources such as rain and washdown. The emission control equipment for this tank remains in place. Importantly, there have been no odor complaints reported since the plant preservation, which was completed about a year and a half ago. Activities at the plant will continue at the current scope until recommissioning. For this reason, ExxonMobil is requesting approval to preserve the odor monitoring station until potential odor-generating activities resume. The odor monitoring station will be operational before initial operation of the thermal oxidizer, which will be required upon introduction of natural gas into the facility. We believe there is good reason to approve this petition and hope you will do so. Are there any questions?
Mr. Chair, the difference between this and the prior issue is just a second odor monitoring station?
No, it would be for the same station, but with permit requirements from the two separate permits referencing the same odor monitoring station.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
At this time, I'll ask the staff to please respond.
Staff supports the petition.
Oh, okay, say your name.
Mike McKay, APC.
Okay. Thank you.
And I also would like to reference the changes in this draft variance were the same as in 2018-05R with the name change. The facility is, preservation plans are complete as opposed to still in progress, and the changes to the variance ending on when the facility resumes processing platform gas would be on the initial operation of the thermal oxidizer. So those are the changes in this draft variance as well.
All right, well then we'll ask you about the six findings. Are you currently or will you be in violation of Health and Safety Code 41701 or any district rules or regulations?
Yes.
Any questions? Okay. Due to conditions beyond your reasonable control, would compliance result in either an unreasonable taking of property or closing of a lawful business?
Yes.
Questions? Will the closing or taking be without a corresponding benefit in reducing air contaminants?
Yes.
Have you given consideration of curtailing operations in lieu of obtaining a variance?
Yes.
During the period the variance is in effect, will excess emissions be reduced to the maximum extent feasible?
Yes.
And during the period the variance is in effect, will excess emissions be quantified and/or monitored?
Yes.
Let's see, is there any public comment? No public comment? Okay. Questions, comments up here? Okay. And then let me go ahead and go down the findings for us. Have we found that the petitioner is currently or will be in violation of Health and Safety Code 41701 or any district rules or regulations?
Yes.
Okay. Have we found that, due to conditions beyond reasonable control of the petitioner, compliance would result in either an unreasonable taking of property or closing of a lawful business?
Yes.
Have we found that closing or taking would be without a corresponding benefit in reducing air contaminants?
Yes.
Okay. Have we found that the petitioner has given consideration to curtailing operations in lieu of obtaining a variance?
Yes.
Have we found that during the period of variance is in effect, excess emissions will be reduced to the maximum extent feasible?
Yes.
Have we found that during the period of variance is in effect, their excess emissions can be quantified and or monitored?
Yes.
Okay. Then may I have a motion to accept the variance?
I'll move that we grant this variance. Okay.
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Thank you very much. Opposed, abstained, none.
Okay.
Final two cases will be consolidated into a single hearing. Will the clerk please read those items into the record?
Okay, before I read the item into the record, we do have counsel for the petitioner is going to be participating over the phone. So I'm going to get him a call right now.
Okay. How do we swear them in over the phone?
I'll let Jerry answer that one. Hi, this is Sarah Hunt with APCD.
Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning. You can hear me okay?
I can, yes.
Okay. You are on with the hearing board and the Air Pollution Control District hearing board meeting of June 6, 2018. I'll go ahead and let the chair take over from here.
Thank you.
All right. I guess the first question is can everyone hear?
No, I'm picking the microphone.
Okay, go on. Okay, Mr. Gohli, I just want to make sure everyone in the hearing room can hear you.
Yes.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
All right.
Okay, we can go ahead.
Okay, great, thank you.
Okay, so I'll go ahead and read.
Yeah, go ahead and read.
Okay, we're going to have cases 3 and 4. This is case number 2017-21-8D. This is a hearing continued from May 2nd, 2018 to consider a petition submitted on September 15th, 2017 by the Wine Institute requesting a public hearing pursuant to California Health and Safety Code Section 42302.1 for review of final authority to construct number 15044 issued to Central Coast Wine Services for modifications to its winery located at 2717 Aviation Way, Santa Maria, California. Petitioner is requesting the district hearing board review and determine whether the permit was properly issued as it relates to whether requirements for emissions control requirements for reactive organic compound emissions from wine fermentation tanks have been achieved in best practice and therefore qualify as best available control technology. In case number 2017-24-8P is a hearing continued from May 2nd, 2018 to consider a petition submitted on October 11th, 2017 by the Wine Institute requesting a public hearing pursuant to California Health and Safety Code Section 42302.1 for review of final authority to construct number 15044-01 issued to Central Coast Wine Services for modifications to its winery located at 2717 Aviation Way, Santa Maria, California. Petitioner is requesting the District Hearing Board review and determine whether the permit was properly issued as it relates to whether requirements for emissions control requirements for reactive organic compound emissions from wine fermentation tanks have been achieved in practice and therefore qualify as best available control technology. Petitioner is also requesting this petition be consolidated into hearing board case number 2017-21-AP as they are nearly identical.
All right, then I guess go ahead and read second case.
That was you.
Yeah. That was both of them. Well, good. Okay. All right, so witnesses for this case shall now be sworn in. After taking the oath, you'll be asked to come forward and state your name and affiliation of the case. If you'll be testifying today, please stand and raise your hand. And so I'm not sure how we're doing that over the phone.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
This is Morgan Gihuli for Petitioner Wine Institute. We have reached a settlement with the district.
Hold on. Mr. Gihuli, we're going to swear in everyone that's going to be speaking today. So before we get into the substance of your matter, we'll have everyone that's going to be testifying today, speaking on this matter, to swear in, and we'll do that, including yourself.
Okay.
So you can hear us. You can hear us okay?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, so we ask everyone to please stand, raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear or affirm under penalty or perjury in accordance with the laws of California that your testimony will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes. I do.
Thank you. And then, like everyone, come forward, state your name and your affiliation, and we'll go for on the phone first.
Thank you. This is Morgan Gihuly for Petitioner Y Institute. I am with the law firm of Bard, Coffin, Lewis, and Trapp.
Okay. Thank you.
Aaron Arlington, the Santa Barbara County Air Pollution Control District.
Good morning. I'm Bill Dillon, Office of County Council, representing Air Pollution Control.
David Harris with APCD.
Michael Goldman, representing their APCD.
Thank you. At this time, I'll ask the petitioner to make their case. Again, please state your name for the record, or if you come to a settlement, I guess that's where we're, that's the time to do the presentation for that, right?
Correct.
Okay.
So I speak now, Mr. Chairman, this is Morgan Gihuly.
Yes, please.
Okay, this is Morgan Gihuly for Petitioner Wine Institute. We have reached a settlement with the district. We have submitted a letter today requesting withdrawal of our petitions. And I would like to thank the clerk and the hearing board for their time and attention to this matter. And we're very appreciative, and but the matter has been resolved now through settlement.
So the board's role at this point would be to merely accept the withdrawal of the appeals and both the petitions, and then the district or the applicant could provide you with details of the settlement, but your role is very limited in the sense that you're just accepting the withdrawal.
Do we have to do a motion for that, or do we vote?
Yes.
Okay. You could, Mr. Chair, before you move on, this is Bill Dillon, we're here. We'd like to speak to the request, if that's okay. Bill Dillon, Office of County Council, on behalf of the Air Pollution Control Officer. And the control officer supports the request by the Wine Institute, as Mr. Gihuly indicated, and as indicated in his letter that's been distributed. A settlement agreement was reached regarding this matter. It was actually yesterday after 5 o'clock, so that's why you're getting this letter this morning, sometime after 9 o'clock. Procedurally, we would like to respectfully point out what Mr. Zilliger has already stated, which is your role here today is limited to whether or not you approve the withdrawal of the petition. The settlement agreement, which Ms. Janae, Arlen Janae, is prepared to speak to generally, is not before you, but since we know you spent a lot of time reading about best available control technology, AIP, wineries, fermentation seasons, and cycles, so we're going to provide some information on how this case turned out out of respect for all the work you did, and we very much appreciate what you've done. But again, it's a procedural issue at this point, limited to the approval of the request for withdrawal. And with your permission, Mr. Chair, Ms. Arlen Janae is going to take over from here.
Question?
Before we have a motion, we should probably have public comment.
Yes, I was going to ask that, but do we want to hear the control box? Yeah, actually, you can say. Yeah.
Yes, I think it'd probably be appropriate to hear from the district before you get
a motion. Yes, we'll go ahead and do that.
All right. Thank you. Good morning. It's been a long road.
Say your name.
Oh, thank you. I should have got the memo from Mike, right? Aaron Arlen Janae, Control Officer for the Air Pollution Control District. And it has been a very long road to get here before you today, and I am very appreciative that we were able to reach settlement. This is something that's relatively rare for the Air District to have before the hearing board, and I know when that banker box showed up at your door with those binders of information, it was a lot of time and dedication that you all had put into it. And I first off want to recognize all of your dedication and the service that you're providing to our hearing board. We started negotiations a while back, and it was just a week before the May 2nd date where we were able to actually realize that we had an opportunity for a settlement. So I want to recognize my staff, both Michael Goldman, the division manager for engineering, and David Harris, our supervising engineer, also known as our technical expert. And as you've read through the materials, he has now the infamous Harris Memorandum. We're going to put that in a frame and put it in his office. But it was an effort that is definitely significant in my book as far as what we've been able to accomplish here. It gained the attention not only from the Wine Institute, but also from the California Air Resources Board. We had the opportunity to discuss this issue, and you've seen from the correspondence, they took a position very much in support of what the local air district determined through our efforts. Through the settlement agreement, as we move forward, we were able to reach resolution for back determination achieved in practice, as we had originally stated. However, we went with a class category approach that was acceptable to the Wine Institute. And I also want to recognize the Wine Institute. Any negotiation is never easy. There's always a give and a take on all parties. And I know for them, it was definitely a challenge for them to get to this point, but I'm very thankful that we were able to get to this point and hone in our achieved in practice to better replicate what we're actually experiencing at the Central Coast Wine Services operations. So within the Harris Memorandum, we had some modifications that we agreed to make that explained the class and category to ensure or to highlight the fact that these are indoor tanks, they're covered tanks. They're 3,000 gallons or less in size, and we have 30,000, thank you, I got my support team. Less than 30,000 gallons or less in size, and also a minimum size as well. So those were the primary agreements that were reached through the settlement. We did receive an application from Central Coast Wine Services to update their permit to include these modifications that were reached in the settlement. I think it was 6:45 last night, we were able to get the application in-house and turn around a permit immediately. So that, I think, demonstrates just with that one incident, the dedication of my team to get this resolved in advance of today's hearing. So I think recognizing Central Coast Wine Services, it was a real quick turnaround for them. Once we had the signed agreement from the Wine Institute, it was a big ask for them to work with their consultants and their legal team as well to get the application in. We weren't quite sure last night around 5:30 whether we're going to be here today with the settlement, because the settlement was contingent on the permit application coming in, or if we were going to have to continue it. So for everyone's sake, I'm very thankful to report that we have a settlement and urge you as a hearing board to move forward to approve the withdrawal.
Somebody asks, is there any public comment? Any discussion up here? All right, so then may I have a motion to dismiss this?
I'll move to approve the withdrawal of the Wine Institute's petition for hearing.
May I second that?
That's for both? Are we doing each one individually?
You could cover both with that.
That's for both of them. Okay, my motion.
Okay. All right, then all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? Okay, thank you. I'd also just like to pass on to the appreciation for all the hard work. I got to tell you, when that box did show up, My wife's a teacher, and I just assumed she got more textbooks or something. And she turned around and said, no, this one's for you. And I know it's a lot of hard work, and it's always great when people can come to an agreement rather than having something imposed upon them. And so I appreciate all of that. So, thank you. Any other comments from here?
We can hang up then.
Yeah, Mr. Gulley, we're going to go ahead and hang up unless you'd like to hear the rest of the hearing.
No, thank you very much, and I'd like to thank the hearing board members and Mr. Dillon and his client for helping us to reach a settlement.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right, the next item is probably more a procedural item for us, for the entire team here. Regular meeting date of July 4th is a holiday, so I don't think we want to come on in and do a hearing on July 4th if one's required. Therefore, we need to select an alternate date for the hearing. So do you have any suggestions, preferences?
Well, do we have anything?
Not at this time.
Yeah, not at this time. We don't have anything lined up, and we would need to have it in the next week or two to know if we need a meeting. So it would really be a placeholder, just in case something does come through.
Would the following Wednesday, the 11th, I've already moved it on my calendar. May I propose that? May I make a motion that we move our hearing to the 11th?
That's fine with me.
Me too. So it's second motion.
I think, well, let me ask the staff, too. Can the staff all be here on the 11th, if need be?
Absolutely. Beginning for you.
Be careful when you say that. All right, so I heard a motion. May I get a second?
Second.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstain? Great. We'll move it to July 11th. The meeting is now adjourned, so our next meeting will be July 11th. So once again, thank you for everyone coming and all your hard work on this one.